7:18 a.m. We welcome to our newsmaker line now Kurt Riley, the chairman of the Sumner County Constitutional Republicans, on the web at sccrtn.org. They say they're the conservative army of the Republican Party. I like that phrase. Kurt, welcome to the Tennessee Star Report.
Michael, thank you for having me.
So, tell us about the Sumner County Constitutional Republicans. It's a different wing of, it's not the Sumner County Republican Party, but it's within your Republicans. What's the difference between your group and the Sumner County Republican Party official group?
Well, if you think about the Republican Party right here, especially here in Sumner County, the Republican Party says, listen, if you agree to vote Republican, pay us a $50 yearly fee, come on in. You're part of the party. But I think what a lot of us realized was that not everybody in that room or in that group are the same type of what we think of as a Republican, right? Here in Sumner County, you can't run as a Democrat, right? Because if you looked at the elected offices, most people that hold these offices are Republicans. And that's because of the conservative nature of this community, this county. So what we've seen a lot of is Democrats come over to the Republican Party so they can have an opportunity to actually run a race and win. So a lot of us were frustrated because we would be in the same room or in the same group with people that we knew, like, they didn't share our values, but the Republican Party didn't seem to care. It was like, we don't care. Just come in, vote Republican. You know, and we'll all sing Kumbaya. And that's not good enough for a lot of us because, you know, we know that there's a lot of Democrats that are here in the Sumner County Republican Party. So what a lot of us did is we got angry and we were mad about it. We were frustrated. We didn't know what to do. And many people would say, hey, we got to get organized. We got to do something different. And that's kind of how the group sort of spawned. And one day I just decided to be the guy, I guess, to say, hey, let's organize this anger and then translate it into something that is meaningful and productive. And that's how we started.
And how long has Sumner County Constitutional Republicans been around, Kurt Rye?
We've been around, I think this year is 4 years. I think I said the other day it was five, but I think it's 4 years this August. You know, we just started with a few people. One minute it's like there's eight of us, and then the next minute there's 80. So that's about how long we've been going.
Kurt Riley, Crom Carmichael, the original All-Star panelist, is in studio. And Crom has a question for you, Kurt.
Kurt, how many members do you have now in your organization?
Well, what we do is we change the format of how we consider somebody a member. We knew that people could swoop in at the last minute and pay a fee if we decided to make it fee-based, which we didn't. So what we did is we decided to make it action-based. So in order to be considered a true member, you have to attend at least five meetings a year, and then we record your attendance, and that's what we call a true member. Now, however, there's plenty of people that, you know, come up to us. They, you know, our Facebook is now up to, I think we're closing in on 1,800 likes. There's plenty of people that consider themselves a part of the group, but they're not a true active member because maybe they've only been three or four times. And they'll say, Kurt, you know, we're with you. We're busy. I've got soccer. I've got, you know, this and that. It's hard to get to these meetings all the time, you know. So to try to get an actual number is very difficult, but it's been growing. I mean, we, like I said, we had eight people at a meeting, and we've had as many now as 95 people at a single meeting. So it's growing.
Now, are you making, do you have recommended slates for the May 3rd primary?
Absolutely. So our goal, what we really determined that we needed to do more than anything else, was recruit God-fearing, constitutional, conservative Republicans to run for local office. Now, that sounds maybe kind of easy, but it's very difficult. But what we did is we tried to take out all of the stress and the stuff that makes it very difficult, where people say, I don't even know how to run. Well, how do I run? Do I have to raise money? What do I do? So We created, we have a whole group of people that are either elected, were elected, have ran, won, lost. We have financial people, cybersecurity, web development, marketing. We have all these people. And what we do is we take all of this knowledge and we bring in, let's say I find a candidate that says, you know what, Kurt, if you will help me, I'll run for school board. What I do is say, you come in and here's what we're going to do on day one. And here's what we're going to do on day 120. And here's how we're going to do it. All you need to do is knock your doors and talk to your people. And we will teach you and help you do everything else.
So do you want to go through your the candidates that you're endorsing for the May 3rd primary?
I'm sorry, you cut out. Could you say one more time?
Do you want to tell us the candidates you're endorsing in the May 3rd primary?
So there's a whole collection of people. I'm going to pull it up now. It's actually, I love the fact that I have to pull something up to read everybody.
While you're doing that, while you're doing that, let me ask you a quick question. Do you have a good relationship with the hierarchy of the Sumner County Republican Party?
Absolutely.
Good.
So
okay.
we don't tell people don't be involved in the Republican Party. It's the other way around. We tell people, go, be involved, be active, pay your dues. So we try to work with and not against the Republican Party. But at the same time, we want to vet candidates and find the true constitutional conservative Republican and get behind that person.
Good. Okay. Now go ahead with your list.
So for school board, we have Alan Lancaster in District 3. We have Stephen King in District 5. We have Josh Graham in District 9, Andy Lacey in District 11. And then for sheriff, we're getting behind Keith Bean. For county mayor, we like John Isabel. And for judge, we like Ron Blanton. And then for the county commissioners, there's a slew of them. We like Brett Dyer over in District 4, Daryl Rogers in District 5, David Klein in District 7, District 6, Tina Tobin, District 7, Mary Janung, District 9, Barry Briley, District 10, Deborah Holmes, District 12, Terry Boyd, District 13, Jamie Teacher in District 14, Sean Keene in District 15, Jeremy Mansfield in District 16, Bob Brown in District 17, Don Schmidt in District 18, Shannon Bergdorf in District 19, Merrill Hyde in District 20, Colin Zimmerman in District 21, Matt Schultz in District 22, Tim Jones in 23, and Chrissy Smith Miller in District 24.
Let me ask you a quick. That's a lot of names. What website could somebody go to from Sumner County who's listening to this program or knows somebody there? What's the website to go to see that list?
Yep, it's sccrtn.org. And when you go there, you'll see a link to our Facebook. That'll give you more information. If you follow down the page, you'll find a graphic display of all the candidates that we're supporting, as well as some additional information and ways to contact.
And that was SCCR.
TN.org.
Okay.
SCCRTN.org. Now, Kurt Riley, chairman of the Sumner County Constitutional Republicans. We followed the mayor situation up there, and I know that's been very controversial. Is the mayor's race up this election cycle?
Absolutely it is. So you've got two people that are claiming to be Republicans, as always, to run. So you've got John Isabel and you've got Chris Taylor that is running. There's also an independent that's running later in August.
Do you have a recommendation there?
Oh, absolutely. John Isabel.
John Isabel for mayor.
John's our guy. Yep. John's our guy for county mayor. We've gotten behind John. We think he's the best candidate for the mayor this year.
Very good. Well, Kurt Riley, thanks so much for joining us here today. Very
interesting
helpful.
And good work for you. Good for you.
Thanks. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Kurt. We'll have more when we get back. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy. He's Crom Carmichael.